NFL never ceases to not entertain. Handshake gate yesterday. Who knows what today will bring? One of the best to cover it is John Breach. He does so for CBS Sports, and he joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. John, before we get into the football, I'm looking at your Twitter bio here. Four-time turtle owner. Turtles typically live a very long time, sir. Is that perhaps suggesting neglect? Or do you have four still alive?
I don't know if neglect is the right word. I don't own any of them anymore. But, you know, when you're a kid.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was as a kid. But, you know, they're pretty easy animals to take care of. Isn't it like a cat or a dog where you have to feed it every day? An eight-year-old can't remember to feed a cat or a dog. But with turtles, you know, you go play outside. All of a sudden, you forget you're playing with them outside because something sidetracks you. And then they escape. And then, you know, wash, rinse, and repeat. And then eventually I wasn't allowed to own turtles anymore.
It's amazing. Actually, I think you may have just got me on board for them for my kids because they're pushing me for a dog like crazy, but this turtle might be the answer.
Oh, definitely. Start simple. If they can't handle the turtle, then it's like, sorry, guys, you can't do the dog if you can't handle a turtle.
That's a good job out of you. I think I like this already. Let's start with our guy Dwayne Haskins in Washington. We fear, John, that he could get rosened here. I'm fearful that could be the case, that he could be put in the absolute worst position to succeed. We felt this when Washington drafted. Obviously, they fire Gruden. What exactly is the plan for Dan Snyder, and what is how do you believe that he and Bruce Allen, where they have, quote, a damn fine culture, how do they move forward with Haskins, and what do you think it looks like?
Well, I think the plan is there is no plan. That's just been Dan Snyder's M.O., since day one, since he bought that team in 1999. They have just literally been in two straight decades of disarray. And so for anyone to pretend like the Redskins have a plan, it would just be wrong because they just clearly don't. He's gone through eight coaches in 20 years, so you're not even giving coaches time to establish anything. He tried to do that with Jay Gruden. Gruden was the first coach to get a second contract during Snyder's tenure. But then, you know, you have this season where you're maybe not giving Gruden the players he wants. I mean, Jay Gruden was 5-2 last October with his team in first place before Alex Smith went down with that injury. So, you know, it's not his fault that the front office has kind of created this disaster for him. He's just become the scapegoat. And for Dwayne Haskins, I mean, that's a nightmare situation. If I was Dwayne Haskins, honestly, I would be completely fine sitting out the rest of the season. I don't want to be on the field behind this nightmare offensive line because the Redskins left tackle doesn't even want to play for the team. You know, that's how bad the situation is. And so I would kind of want to sit out and hope if they view me as the quarterback of the future, they're going to bring in a coach next year that loves me, that's going to adjust to do what I do well and kind of design the playbook around me. So I'm completely content sitting on the bench this year and then crossing my fingers that maybe they make a smart coaching hire.
Boy, that's a tough spot. John Breach, our guest, CBS Sports, covers the NFL. You mentioned Trent Williams. A couple of weeks from the trade deadline, it would make all the sense in the world to trade Williams and try to get something for him. I saw a reporter today up in Cleveland suggesting that the Browns should be the team that goes after Trent Williams. Do you think Trent Williams will be moved in the next couple of weeks?
The thing with Trent Williams is it's like living in the middle, it's like living in Tennessee and you have $1 million in euros. You know, that's nice because you have it, but you can't just go to the grocery store in Tennessee and use euros. You need dollars. And so that's what the Redskins have with Trent Williams. They have this valuable product, this valuable asset that is not playing for the team because he refuses, but they could get something awesome in return if they would just say, hey, we'll trade him. I don't know why they're trying to keep someone who does not want to be there at all. It does not make any sense. So I do think if they get desperate or if somebody just talks some sense to Bruce Allen and say, look, you could get – look at all these teams struggling with the offensive line, the Browns being one of them. The New England Patriots will probably love an all-pro left tackle. You can get a first-round pick for Trent Williams, and if somebody comes out and blows them away with an offer, I could see the Redskins making the trade, even though they have been pretty adamant that that's not going to happen.
John, we were talking about the Browns a little bit there with Williams. It would seem to be a fit, although I'm just curious. John Dorsey, he's coming up on 2 years at the helm, and for much of the tenure, it's been, my gosh, I don't know how anybody has done this quickly, but the start to this season has not gone the way that they had hoped. And it's not just the record. excuse me. I think it's also the look of it, especially offensively. Do you think that he will be very active? He's been absurdly active in his nearly 2 years at the helm of the Cleveland Browns. Do you sense that the Browns will be big players in this trade market over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think if he can find an offensive lineman, then absolutely. But the other thing is, if he makes any other trades, it almost feels like he's undermining what he's already done. Because, look, he's already brought in, and not necessarily just guys he's gotten over the past few years, past few months. You know, he brought in Kareem Hunt. He brought in Odell Beckham. He's made a lot of moves to improve this team. So if you're John Dorsey and you look at the roster and you're saying, where can we make this team better, it really is the offensive line. That's kind of the last remaining hurdle. But it's a huge hurdle because if you don't have a good offensive line, we saw what's going to happen on Monday night. Baker Mayfield's going to get beat up the whole game, which is going to kind of throw the whole offense out of whack. And so I think that is the move he's got to be looking to make. He's got to be on the phone every day between now and October 29th, calling up any team that has an available lineman and saying, hey, we got to get something done, and then get something done.
Seller's market there, though, right? Because there's a lot of teams that are in the same spot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, and that is the thing. If you're trying to trade for an offensive lineman, you're probably going to have to overpay. But if you think you're one offensive lineman from getting to the playoffs or winning the division, then, you know, it's a payment you don't mind overpaying for it.
Let's go to the team to our south, Cincinnati. And it's abundantly clear to all of us that observe them that they've taken this Andy Dalton train as far as it can go. And he's just the face of it. I don't blame him the way that some Bengals fans do. But the question is, does Mike Brown feel the same? And I would say that no, he does not. That everything Mike Brown has done this offseason was to get the last drops out of Andy Dalton and to continue to try to avoid the bottom. Well, they've gone to the bottom anyway. And now you would say, well, if this would be a situation where maybe we start to trade off A.J. Green, Geno Atkins. Do you believe that Mike Brown has the stomach for that? And if so, is it something that they should do, and could they benefit tremendously from it?
Well, I think sometime in the next 21 days, next 3 weeks before that trade deadline, the Bengals have to make a decision. They have to say, all right, are we tearing this all down, setting it on fire, and starting over, or you know, are we good keeping Andy Dalton for another year and keeping this core for another year? And the reason it's actually probably a more difficult question, and this is probably what Mike Brown is dealing with right now, is that, you know, the Bengals don't have two offensive linemen. They lost two starters coming in the season. They lost Cordy Glenn, who's dealing with concussion. Jonah Williams, their first-round pick, dealt with a season-ending injury. And like we were just talking about with the Browns' offensive line, if your line's struggling, you're not going to be good. We've seen Andy Dalton getting killed this season. And yeah, any team that loses two starting offensive linemen before the season even starts is going to struggle. So, you know, and we've seen the Bengals play three close games. Mike Brown can say, hey, look, we should have beaten the Seahawks. We probably should have beaten the Bills. And there was another game in there that was also close. And then they've been blown out of two games, the Steelers and the 49ers. So, you know, there is, and Mike Brown has shown that he loves Andy Dalton. So I could see him justifying in his head, like, this core is here. We just need to get everyone healthy. And then the flip side of that is that, hey, if you are willing to trade Andy Dalton, if you're willing to trade A.J. Green, if you're willing to trade Geno Atkins, you can get in a lot of draft picks. And you can start building in that draft, because once you have Cordy Glenn, Jonah Williams back, you have a better offensive line. You can use these draft picks you get in a potential trade, building a defense, and then all of a sudden maybe you're competitive in the next year or two. But obviously, if you were to trade Dalton, you would need a quarterback. So, you know, they have a lot of questions, and they just have to figure out right now. You know, they can't wait until the offseason. They need to figure out right now if Andy Dalton is the quarterback of their future.
John, I'll get you out of here on this one, and it's a tricky one. Who's the third best team in the AFC?
Ooh, that is a very tricky one. I would say, you know, I can't give it to any team in the AFC North just because everyone has been, you know, the Bengals and Steelers have looked horrible. Right. Steelers are down the third string quarterback, and the Ravens and Browns are just so up and down every week. I would say you could make an argument for the Raiders.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy because, you know, when Antonio Brown's feet was frozen, we thought that team was going to go 1-15, and now here they are coming off a win over the Bears, and they've beaten good teams, so it's not like this is a fluke.
Yeah, beat the Colts.
I would say the Bears, Colts, or the Raiders, Colts, or Texans, but just because the Raiders have the win over the Colts, I would give it to the Raiders right now, as much as I can't believe I'm saying it. And the Bills. Let me definitely put the Bills in there, too.
The Bills defense, absolutely. And if anybody had that in August, I would say that they should have spent the last 2 months in Vegas. Because that absolutely. Is, no one had that. No one had that. John, this was great. Thank you for your time, man.
Yep, thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, that's John Breach joining us on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.